This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. Morning devotions. If you're a bit older like me, the words The Brady Bunch would have meaning. Yes, I'm talking about that ever-popular American TV sitcom series, The Brady Bunch, shown on TV in the 70s, and it was very popular. You might have seen the episodes. Mike, his three sons, Carol with her three daughters, all living together in this double-story house with Tiger the dog, and then there's this lovable live-in housekeeper, Alice. I'm grateful to War Cry magazine for alerting me to the fact that Alice, whose real name was Anne B. Davis, died early June 2014, and she was 88 years. Now, Alice was a much-loved character, but before, in real life, The Brady Bunch, she was an accomplished actor and star in Hollywood. But do you know that in real life, she did something very unusual? She walked away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood at 51 and joined a Christian commune in Denver in the United States. It was quite a startling decision, which amazed many of her friends. She'd had a Christian upbringing in the Episcopalian church. She wasn't frightened of talking about her faith and her commitment to Jesus Christ, but she wanted this life away from the cameras and moved in with a bishop and his wife, lived with them in a very simple life. She volunteered at a homeless men's shelter. She washed the men's clothes and attended Bible studies. And this is what she said. I was tired of show business. I decided to sell my house in Los Angeles and yield control to the Lord because he wanted me to keep my mouth shut for a while. That was, I guess, part of her humor. And then in 1992, she was interviewed by the People magazine. I'm convinced, she said, we all have this God-shaped space in us. And until we fill that space with God, we'll never know what it is to be whole. I spend a lot of my time giving Christian witness all over this country to church groups and stuff. My faith changed my whole life for the better. And if someone came up to her and wanted an autograph, she insisted it had to be written on a church bulletin so that their friends would know that they'd been to church to get the bulletin. But Anne B. Davis has left a powerful legacy. She was really a good person for millions of people who watched the TV show, trying her best with this chaotic two-family unit living in this big house. But in real life, her faith in God drove her more than money or fame. What interests me about this is that she said, God has made me whole. Now, I think that she was talking about something very important here. What's it mean to be made whole? To be a whole person, to be able to live fully and happily, to be a productive person. I think that's really what we all want. It's probably what you want. I believe that every person, whether they have a faith in God or not, will have, well, probably some basic needs for meaning. We want meaning and purpose. We want to give love, receive love. We need forgiveness. We want to be creative. We want to have hope. And we all feel as though we're playing a part in our future. We certainly need hope for tomorrow. Wholeness might mean being well in spirit, mind, and body. And so we're not just one thing. We are made up of the spirit, the soul, and the body. When we accept Jesus as Savior, just as Anne Davis did, it's true that God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, begins to live inside us. And we have a new nature. The Bible talks about a new person. We are guided. We read the Bible. We try to see what it is to be what God wants us. And we become whole people. We might have to make some changes, but we don't leave God out of the picture. We want to row our own boat, don't we? Naturally, but God is the captain. God is there in charge. And there's a great verse from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 from the Bible. It says this, may God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole and put you together, spirit, soul, and body. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And then if you read John 3:16, it actually says that God loves us so much that he sent his son to die so that we can have eternal life. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for these truths. Help us to better understand what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we get confused. We need a reality checkup. We take too much for granted. But Lord, open our spiritual eyes to see you working in our life today. Amen.